TED Audio Collective. This is TED Health. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. Can the principles of project management help you become a better parent? After his son Lubuto was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, project management consultant Billy Samuel Muape took the same skills he uses to help teams achieve milestones and applied them to support his infant son's development. At his TED at PMI talk, he shares how small, measurable goals can lead to incredible results. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on fitness trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in active lifestyle, healthy eating, wearable tech, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas that you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Welcome to the Canva Guided Meditation for Stress at Work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Add a little curiosity into your routine with TED Talks Daily, the podcast that brings you a new TED Talk every weekday. In less than 15 minutes a day, you'll go beyond the headlines and learn about the big ideas shaping your future. Coming up, how AI will change the way we communicate, how to be a better leader, and more. Listen to TED Talks Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the 3rd of March, 2016, and I'm anxiously waiting for my wife to deliver our firstborn son. Seconds turn into minutes, and then hours, without a sign of a child coming through. Then a midwife emerges with a silent baby in her hands, and she runs past me as though I'm not even there. Why is he not crying? I'm gripped with chills in my spine as I run after her in terror. She puts the baby on the bench and begins a resuscitation procedure. 30 minutes later, she tells me, "Don't worry, he will be fine. And thank you for staying calm." He was placed in the ICU. And though I cannot touch him, I repeatedly say, "Shine on, my son. Don't give up. I am here with you, and you don't have to be scared. Please pull through and let us go home. You do not belong here." 7 months later, he will be diagnosed with cerebral palsy, a non-progressive brain injury which primarily affects body movement and muscle coordination. About 3 children out of 1,000 in the United States have cerebral palsy. I do not know the statistics for my country and continent because there's not much documentation. Maybe this could be the journey that changes everything. We named him Lubuto, a beautiful Zambian name from my Lunda tribe of the Bemba-speaking people, meaning light. By the time he was 7 months, Lubuto's physical impairment was predominant in his left part of his body. Both his left leg and arm were less responsive. He couldn't grasp items. Worse off, couldn't babble his first words because the cerebral palsy shackle affects the muscles in his lips. Rolling over and other milestones that come natural in typical babies couldn't be seen in our son. Lubuto was visibly unaware of his own body. And some specialists started preparing us for the worst by telling us that we were going to be very lucky if he ever sat upright and unsupported. Before us was a gigantic, seemingly immovable mountain. What do we do? For the past 15 years, I have worked as a computer programmer, and now I'm a certified project management professional. After the denial, crying, and partial depression was over, I began to wonder if we could put my programming and project management skills together to try and help the situation. Acceptance kicked in, and I searched from deep within for strength and any available knowledge to help with the challenge before us. I ordered 2 books online and spent countless sleepless nights researching neuroplasticity in a child's brain. My extensive research indicated that people who have stroke are able to recover through assiduous rehabilitation programs that activates new paths in the beta part of their brains. This left me with one big question. If this works for grown people, why should it not work for a baby? I also learned that human beings pick up fundamental patterns mainly between ages 0 to 5. And after that, consolidation of habits happens. It was scary to realize that we may just have 5 years to figure out the immobility of Lubuto. On such a tight timeline, we needed to build a support system around him, leveraging the limited resources available to us. This was a clear project before us, which needed to be carefully executed, and we needed a capable, self-driven team, an agile team. Agile is a methodology that we use to execute projects with changing requirements to achieve progressive results in increments. We needed to deliver quick results and in pieces, considering our work was largely dependent on Lubuto's responsiveness and capability. The first team member I acquired was my beautiful wife, Abigail, who is luckily a project manager too. You know how rough that can be, right? 2 project managers under 1 roof. We searched around Zambia for a neonatal physiotherapist, an occupational therapist, and a speech therapist. It felt like mission impossible. We set roadmaps of 1 to 3 months, just enough planning and just in time. We then identified features like we want him to stand and walk independently under different themes like gross motor, fine motor, adaptive skills, communication, asymmetric movement, and balance. Next, we created sprints to work on the stimulation of different parts of Lubuto's body. When you're working on an agile project, you do a series of lead to tasks, collectively called sprints, which the team reviews after execution. We, for example, set a goal to stimulate his left arm. Say occupational therapist used different textures to rub on his arm. Physiotherapist make deliberate movements in his arm to build the muscles. And self-proclaimed general therapist, who was usually myself, engage in logical stimulations like slowly moving his favorite toy from his right hand across a bar in front of him to his left side to prompt movement in his left arm. And at the end of each week, we'd review our results as a team. How did OT go? How did physio go? How did stimulation go? Did we meet our goal? Because frequent communication is very important on an agile project, we created a WhatsApp group for quicker updates. Failing early and picking up is a special characteristic of agility, and we leverage that because our work is largely dependent on his response. Luckily, Lubuto is a fighter, and his determination is out of this world. After we achieved the goal of activating his arm, we then moved to his leg. The activities were totally different, but followed the similar iterative process. I would come to learn in brain plasticity that Lubuto was better off learning certain skills when he was ready, even if it meant delaying him because he had to learn it right. While working and managing Lubuto as an agile project, a new team member popped up. Oh, it's Lubuto's sister, Yawila. We had no idea how we were going to manage the process without disturbing him while not making the sister feel neglected because we were giving the brother a lot of attention. Our daily iterations continued, and now Lubuto was able to walk on his stiff legs, with me cheerleading from the front as I walked backwards because I needed to keep eye contact with him. I sang his favorite songs as we oscillated between our bedroom and the kitchen. We then traveled to South Africa and introduced a neuromovement therapist to the team, coupled with hyperbaric oxygen therapy. These sprints were much shorter and focused on his brain, teaching him about his own body through small body movements. Terry did a miraculous job. Lubuto started opening his knees in unison with his hips. And in our second week, he was able to run with better balance. He started making intentional sounds to communicate with us as a result of the new neuropaths firing. We returned to Zambia with amazing results. And guess who effectively picked up the therapy? The new team member. Lubuto started mimicking the sister, and soon he was learning more things, good and bad, from the sister than he was learning from his team of therapists. To make sure that he stays on track, we built a unique curriculum that incorporates all the therapies with Teacher Goodson. We've been blessed to have the knowledge before us and be able to practically apply it. Not all families with special needs children are as fortunate as we are. We still have backlog stories, which is a fancy agile term for pushing failure to a later date. In Lubuto's case, drooling and potty training. But in iterative little daily activities, we manage to improve the entire left part of Lubuto's body. From the arm to one finger to the other, from the leg to the toes, Lubuto began to roll over. He began to independently sit. He was able to crawl, stand, walk, run, and now he plays soccer with me in a more coordinated manner. This has left my wife's heart and mind melting, and we've been blown away by the unbelievable results we've witnessed as a result of this experimental methodology. And now we proudly call ourselves agile parents. You may be a parent with a special needs child like me, or you could be facing different types of limitations in your life, professionally financially, academically, or even physically. I want to remind you that in striving for bigger goals, dare to take small sprints. These sprints are usually far from excellent themselves, but they add up to magnificent results. Thank you.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Support for this show comes from Brooks. I've really gotten into running this year, so I have to tell you about the Ghost 16 from Brooks, because this shoe is kind of a game changer. I found the cushioning to be next level comfortable. It's incredibly soft, yet surprisingly lightweight. It's literally comfortable every time my foot hits the pavement. The Ghost 16 from Brooks isn't just a shoe for me. It's a daily boost for my runs. Visit brooksrunning.com to learn more.